This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the first lecture from the series فقه الصوم, the rulings once it comes to fasting. The month of Ramadan is around the corner, and we are commanded to learn the ibadah, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, a lot of Muslims do not realize that. They do not believe that they have to sit in a lecture like this or sit in front of someone to teach them the ibadah, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of the religion in general is categorized into two types. One type that you must learn, and this is what the scholars of the Ummah label it to be, fardu aynin. It's mandatory upon every Muslim. And that would include the knowledge of the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of La ilaha illallah. لقول الله تعالى آمرا نبيه, commanding his prophet and the followers of the prophet, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, meaning, learn, O Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The second type, or the second portion of the mandatory knowledge, is the knowledge of how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would include the salah, لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as you have seen me praying. Not as you have seen your parents or seen that person praying, rather you're supposed to pray the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam prayed. Comes also as-siyam. If you are to fast Ramadan, you need to learn how to fast Ramadan. And again, it's something that I keep bringing up, but it makes sense right away and it gets my point across to you. The first word that was revealed in the book of Allah, what word? What? Iqra. Read. Read. Before pray, before fast, before make hajj, before pay your zakah, the command is what? To read in order to learn how to do these things. Read. Of course, comes next is the zakah. This is if you qualify to pay zakah. If you are a person who has the nisab, the threshold or the amount, the minimum that you must possess for a year, then you have to learn how to pay the zakah. If you are poor and you do not qualify to pay zakah, khalas, you don't have to learn about the zakah. The same exact thing with Hajj. If you're able to go to Hajj, then you have to learn about Hajj. You will be amazed to find out that 90% of the Muslims who go to Hajj, they know how much this hotel is and how much this package is. And then they go there and they ask about the rituals. They did not even learn how to perform Hajj. This is an issue in the Ummah. And I want to remind you that this is the big difference between us and the children of Israel. Especially the followers, the so-called followers of Isa alayhi salam, they just do whatever they feel like. But we as an ummah, you see, we are governed by the text. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Hadith Aisha رضي الله عنها في صحيح الإمام البخاري. If you introduce a practice to the religion that is not part of the religion, it will be rejected. That is why the scholars of the Ummah, they say, البدعه أحب إلى الشيطان من الكبيرة. That you are engaged in a bid'ah is more beloved to shaitan than being engaged in a major sin. Why? Because in a major sin, you could sit in a lecture like this and the speaker would remind you of tawbah, repent, you're done. But al-bid'ah, normally a person believes in it. For him is a creed. The person who practices bid'ah is a creed for him. And he will never leave it. He will never leave it. ولذلك, there is a hadith that is I always look at and wonder. I believe the hadith عهدي به بعيد في مستدرك الإمام الحاكم. أبى الله أن يقبل توبة مبتدع. Allah refuses to accept the repentance of a person who does bid'ah. It's amazing, is this hadith, right? It's very tackling, right? Could be confusing to you. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept everyone as long as you turn in repentance. But what is meant by the statement that the person who commits a bid'ah will never repent? Because a person who commits an innovation, in his heart, he believes this is the deen, this is the religion. His heart is consumed with it. That is why it's a religion. And that is why if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed you from innovations, you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. That you are a follower of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is the first type, which is the type that is mandatory. The second type is fardu kifayah, is a communal. If there is someone in the community who teaches it, khalas. But a community like this will have to make sure that they have a person of knowledge who can teach the deen, the other branches of the religion, the detailed branches of the religion. فبإذن الله تعالى, with this, inshallah, we will begin fiqh al-sawm. And I'm not, I remember last lecture I promised you for fiqh al-salah that is going to be only 50 minutes. And I went home and I looked at my recorder and I found it 1 hour and 12 minutes. I'm sorry, 112 minutes. That would make what? 2 hours almost. But inshallah today I promise I will not do this. I want to take at least 45 minutes of your time, not 50, 45 minutes of your time, explain what I want to explain, because we're going to do this Tuesdays and Thursdays. And inshallah, we have enough time to finish. And then begin taking your questions. So, inshallah, we will begin now. Tayyib. What is the definition of a sawm, of fasting? Always, in the book of fiqh, like fiqh al-sunnah, هذا الكتاب يا جماعة, كتاب طيب, this book, fiqh al-sunnah, huh? In a book like this, once you talk about a certain act of worship, then the author would define it for you linguistically, in the language, and then he will define it for you technically. في الاصطلاح ما هو الصوم لغة واصطلاحا. الصوم في اللغة, fasting linguistically, it means to abstain, to refrain from doing something, anything, anything. You can apply this to anything. And by the way, this is a lot of cases, you are asked to do something. Just say you're fasting. You mean you're fasting from that doing that thing, but the person whom you're talking to is going to think that you're fasting from what? Food and water. وهذه المعاريض. يعني if you don't want to lie. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه says, عجبت لمن عرف المعاريض ويكذب. I'm amazed at someone who knows المعاريض, that you throw a word that has two meanings. This is if you don't want to lie. So, الصوم is like this. الصوم is a word that means I can't because I'm fasting. But could be fasting from speaking to you, fasting from eating, fasting from drinking, fasting from shaking your hand, fasting from whatever, you name it. We have a good evidence of this في كتاب الله, in the book of Allah, the story of Maryam. When she said, قالت إني فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. If anyone questions you, O Mary, about the infant that you had, just let them know that I vowed a fast for Allah, I am not to speak. طيب, what is the technical definition of fasting? What do you mean by technical? Huh? اصطلاح. يعني اصطلاح يا إخوة. We said this religion that we have is a very expansive, very detailed religion. You will find scholars of the religion of Islam who specialize in the area of the creed, al-aqidah, in the area of usul al-deen, the fundamentals of the religion, the Quran and the Sunnah. You will find others who are into tafsir. They are into explaining the Quran. You will find others who are into the science of the hadith. You will find others who are into the fiqh, into the sharia. So that word sawm keeps going around these schools. Every scholar of one of these branches would define it according to his what? His field of expertise. And that would create confusion. Like the word sunnah. The word sunnah created a big confusion in the ummah. Why? Because of ta'rif al-fuqaha al-sunnah. What the jurists have defined sunnah with. Sunnah is something that is recommended, right? Why didn't you do this act, akhi? It's a sunnah. لا. طب, why didn't you look at the definition of أهل الأصول في السنة? Sunnah is half of what? Half of the religion. أوامر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, or the sayings and the actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, explains the Quran. So you use the word sunnah, it's very confusing, meaning that you don't have to do it. And the people confuse this with other major commands in the deen, like اعفوا اللحى وقصوا الشارب وخالفوا اليهود والنصارى. Grow your beards. يجي واحد يقول لك grow your beards, يقول لك سنة, ده دي سنة, مش لازم يا عمي. سنة ايه ده, هو امره, it's a command. يقول لك لا, سنة يعني ايه, it's recommended if you do it. So that's where the confusion happened, that the jurist, the fuqaha, defined the sunnah to be what? The recommended act. They use the term sunnah for it. So the people, they come and say, okay, instead of confusing the Muslims, because the Muslims are not aware of these branches of the religion. They are not aware that you are in the science of hadith. They are not aware that you are in tawheed. You are not aware. Let's sit together, together, ونصطلح, and agree to. نصطلح. ولذلك يقول لك ايه, الصوم في الاصطلاح ونصطلح. And let's agree to one definition. So what is the definition in the technical definition of الصوم? Now, you will find in a lot of books, it says, الإمساك عن الطعام والشراب وسائر المفطرات. Stop. You will find in some books of fiqh, abstaining from eating, drinking, and other things that would break your fast, that would cause your fast to be invalid. I want to ask you this question. Is this definition is complete? Huh? Yes or no? Why no? No.
Because it does not explain what other things are. It explains the eating and the drinking, but it does not explain what the other things are.
It does not explain what the other things are. Yes. يعني أنت if you lie your siyam is invalid. يا راجل طيب ها تفضل. Say again. Can you speak up? الله أكبر. Say الله أكبر. الله أكبر. This is a good جزاك الله خيرا. People refrain from food and drink. The women right now slim fast, right? They slim fast, right? Because they want to lose weight, they refrain from eating and drinking. And a lot of people actually refraining from eating is a very healthy thing. True. I mean, you will find a lot of healing, and هذا الحديث الذي ينسبونه للنبي, this hadith that they attribute to the Prophet, which is not correct. صوموا تصحوا, يقول لك صوموا تصحوا. If you fast, you will become healthy. It's true. But of course, this hadith is not authentic. Huh? But here it is. Is that why we're fasting? ولذلك هذا التعريف, this definition is lacking a big piece that actually considered to be الركن الأول من أركان الصوم, the first pillar of the pillars of fasting. So the right definition of fasting is التعبد لله. That you're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing what? Bil imsaki. By refraining from eating. So you are giving up your food. Huh? You're drinking. Not to lose weight. Not to feel the hunger of the hungry. Not to feel the thirst of the thirsty. Of course, all these, كل هذه المعاني تأتي. All these meanings will come. No question about it. But your intention is what? Huh? رب العالمين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في الحديث الإلهي, in that sacred hadith, الحديث القدسي, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فهو لي. At the end of it, he left his food and drink and desire for من أجلي, for me. So you're doing this for Allah. هو التعبد لله. You're worshipping, obeying, submitting to Allah by doing what? By abstaining, بالإمساك, عن الطعام والشراب, by abstaining from drinking, eating, and all the other things which we will explain inshallah that will cause you to invalidate your fast. من طلوع الفجر, from dawn إلى غروب الشمس. That is the definition of fasting. So if somebody asks you, a non-Muslim asks you, what is fasting? Huh? That's the answer you should give to them. Okay? I am giving up my food, my drink, my desire, and everything else that would break my fast, just to obey Allah, just to please Allah, because He commanded me. Well, why are you starving yourself to death? You know, العبادات, العبادة يا إخوة مش لازم فيها معاني. العبادة, the acts of worship, You cannot wait until you find a wisdom behind it. You don't look for a wisdom in al-ibadah.
وهيئة الصلاة مثلا, why did we put your hands in this? Huh? Why? Should you look for something? For لا, هذه هيئة. هيئة. وبقول لك إيه, علي, حتى علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه has a very beautiful statement. لو كان الدين بالعقل, if this deen is really based on analogy, لكان المسح على أسفل الخفين أولى من المسح على أعلى. That when you wipe over your خف, you wipe underneath it, not in the top. If the issue, this issue, brothers, I wanna bring this to your attention because this is an important issue. You see, if you wait until you know why, the wisdom, then you are placing Ismullah al-Hakim in question. When you believed in Allah, you believed in His names and attributes. One of His names is what? Huh? Al-Hakim, all-wise, the all-wise. Huh? When someone who is called Al-Hakim asks you to do something, should you ask him why? Should you? He's Al-Hakim. ده حتى يعني ولله المثل الأعلى, ها, نعم زي الأشاعرة كده بس مجازا. Your son, when you ask him to do something, what do you do once he tells you why? امشي يا ولد, عيب. Ask you why. فهذا هو الصيام, التعبد لله سبحانه وتعالى بالإمساك عن الطعام والشراب وسائر المفطرات من طلوع الشمس إلى غروب الشمس. طيب, what are the virtues of fasting in general? Not just fasting the month of Ramadan, fasting in general. يعني we mention يعني لو صح فقط هذا الحديث يكفي, حديث أبي هريرة في صحيح البخاري ومسلم, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. سبحان الله. يعني if this is the only hadith that is authenticating, that has been authenticated regarding the virtues of fasting, this hadith it would have been sufficient. رب العالمين, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is telling you that all your deeds is for you. Other hadith explain this, that the angels write it one hasana 10 times and it goes where? Maybe 700 times and a little bit more if you are sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that fasting does not apply. This does not apply to fasting. The angel they just write it, okay, he fasted one day. The reward is with who? ويا سلام, يعني سبحان الله في أهل الدنيا, in the worldly things, when a wealthy, rich person, a giving person, huh, you do a job for him, huh, and then you know what, he wanna pay you, huh, you're gonna dream, how much is he gonna give me? فيكفي هذه, يكفي هذه. But we mention إن شاء الله some more hadith. Hadith أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه في صحيح الإمام مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا. A day that you fast sincerely for Allah سبحانه وتعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance your face, meaning you, from the hellfire, the distance of 70 years of travel. One day, sincerely, for the sake of Allah. You're going to be distant from the hellfire, the distance of what? 70 years of traveling. Yani imagine in the day of resurrection, that the hellfire will be out there in front of you. فينظر أيمن منه فلا يجد إلا ما قدم وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار ف فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. In the day of resurrection, you will see the hellfire right there in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you this hadith in the Sahihain, protect yourselves from the hellfire even with giving half a date in charity. Now, fasting one day will distance your face from the hellfire, the distance of what? 7 years of travel. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَبَابًا. Beautiful, I love this hadith. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَبَابًا. Hadith Abu al-Abbas, Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, رضي الله عنه. والحديث في الصحيحين في البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَبَابًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. You know Jannah has how many gates? Eight gates. One of the gates is called Ar-Rayyan. Ar-Rayyan. The name of that gate is Ar-Rayyan. لا يدخل منه إلا الصائمون. Only the fasting people will be allowed to enter from this gate. يقال يوم القيامة. Imagine this. In the day of resurrection, you will be called. أين الصائمون? Where are those who used to fast? فيقومون. They will stand up. لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم. No one else will be allowed to enter from that gate but those who fasted. فإذا دخلوا أغلق. When they enter, the gate will be locked. فلا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم. No one else will be allowed to enter from there. In another wording of this hadith, عند ابن خزيمة رحمه الله, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that, and they will be given a drink that after they take that drink, they will never feel thirst afterwards. One more hadith, or maybe two more. And subhanAllah, هذا الحديث في صحيح الترغيب, beautiful, صحيح الإسناد, عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه. أبي أمامة, a companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, قلت يا رسول الله, I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, دلني على عمل أدخل به الجنة. Can you direct me to a deed that if I will do, it will be the reason for me to get to Jannah because of that deed? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, عليك بالصوم فإنه لا عدل له. Be mindful of fasting. Do fast. There is nothing like fasting. The last hadith, inshallah, so we move forward. يعني if I just sit here to talk about the virtues of fasting, I would need a whole lecture. But quickly, inshallah. هذا الحديث في مستدرك الإمام الحاكم. حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الصيام أو القرآن والصيام يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. The Quran and fasting will intercede for you in the day of resurrection. Some of the people, they always question these texts. How fasting is going to speak? How the Quran is going to speak? You see, what you need to understand that these acts will be transformed into a physical form that will speak. Huh? Will speak. Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that death will be transformed in the day of resurrection into a form of a horned ram? Death, is death a material thing? Death is not a material thing. Death is not a tangible thing. But yet, it will be transformed into what? طب يقول لك إيه؟ البقرة وآل عمران. سورة البقرة وآل عمران. يأتيان يوم القيامة. They will come in the day of resurrection. كأنهما غيامتان أو غيابتان أو غيايتان أو فرقان من طير صواف. Those who recite البقرة and آل عمران and pay attention to those two surahs, they will be transformed into a cloud that will shade you in the day of resurrection. Fasting and the Quran will be transformed. Look, the fasting will speak and say, O Allah, منعته الطعام والشراب والشهوة فشفعني فيه. Oh Allah, huh? I deprived him from eating and drinking and from fulfilling his desire. Allow me to intercede for him. والقرآن يقول, the Quran will say, Oh Allah, I deprived him from sleeping at night. This applies to the brothers and the sisters who memorize the book of Allah and they have a word at night, word في التهجد, في صلاة القيام. They stay up at night to make sure that the Quran does not flee from them. فالقرآن يقول, يا رب, I deprived him from sleeping at night. فشفعني فيه. Allow me to intercede for him. And الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فيشفعان. طيب, what are the types of fasting? Pay attention now. I really want you to understand this, and it's not difficult. There are two main sections fasting: mandatory and voluntary option. Two. So two types. Mandatory, something that you have to do. And the other type is what? Option. وهذا ذكر في الحديث الإلهي, حديث أبي هريرة في صحيح الإمام البخاري. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one who is narrating, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whoever has animosity with one of my أولياء, with one of my servants, I will declare war upon this person. Here it is. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطْتُهُ. هذا هو الفرض. هذا الكلام يا إخوة مهم. And my servant will not find something. That hadith, by the way, tells you how to become a wali. You need to begin from where? From what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mandatory upon you. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطْتُهُ. يعني تو ركعة الفجر, الفجر is more beloved to Allah than you praying two voluntary rak'ahs في الحرم. لأن هذا إيه؟ فرض. فرض. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Huh? You must perfect what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated, has made obligatory upon you. This is one. Huh? وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالْنَوَافِلِ. And my servant will keep doing extras, voluntary. The voluntary, the beautiful thing about the voluntary, it will lead you to receive the love of Allah. Allah will do what to you? If you want to be loved by Allah, do more. But not at the expense of what? Of the mandatory. You have to begin from where? The mandatory. Like a person who says, well, I like to do Hajj. And he does not pray five times. La, begin with praying five times. طيب. Inshallah, the fasting that is voluntary is not our subject. Our subject is the fasting that is what? Mandatory. The fasting that is mandatory has three types. So we left the voluntary. Leave the voluntary alone now. Okay? Okay, here is the voluntary. We'll throw it away. So we're dealing with what now? الفرض. اللي هو الصوم الفرض. The mandatory fast that you have to do. That mandatory fast belongs to three areas. It is mandatory because of the time. It is mandatory because of a reason. It is mandatory because you made it mandatory upon yourself. Shall I say this again? Yeah. It's mandatory because of the time. What do you mean? What fasting here? Ramadan. Ramadan هذا إيه؟ شهر رمضان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فل هذا أمر والأصل في الأمر الوجوب. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So, Ramadan is mandatory because of the month. The second type of mandatory because of a reason. What do you mean, ya Sheikh? Kaffara? Huh? يا أيها الذين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اللي هي الإيه الأيمان ها taking an oath فكفارة لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. You go to somebody and say والله huh? and you are what تحنث بسم الله والله طيب والله هذا in vain. No, you have to do كفارة now. Using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in vain, you have to do kafara. فكفارته, and here is the kafara. إطعام عشرة مساكين. First, you have to feed 10 مساكين. Or, if you're unable to, or if you cannot find the مساكين, what is next? أو, لا, أو كسوتهم. You clothe them. You buy clothes for them. إطعام عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعم ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم. Number three. A lot of the Muslims, by the way, are confused about this. They say if you take a false oath, if you make an oath, just fast 3 days. لا يا حبيب. You must go with that sequence. You see, إطعام عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم. Two. أو كسوتهم. You buy clothes for them. Three. أو تحرير رقبة. You free somebody from slavery. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ then Muslims now just fast 3 days. لا, you must go through that. So if you're unable, or if you cannot find masakin, or if you cannot find someone to free, then what do you have to do to come out of that oath? You have to fast what? 3 days. So this fast is mandatory because of what? Kafara. You go to your wife, you tell her, أنتي علي كظهر أمي. You are like my mother to me. يسمى هذا الإيه في الإسلام. الظهار. الظهار. That you tell your wife, you are my mother. You are like my mother. Meaning I'm not going to come near you. You have to flee and all of this. And if you cannot, you have to fast 60 days. وهكذا. So you make that fast, or you were one of those people who were unable to fast in Ramadan. Like the women, if they have their cycle in Ramadan, they have to break fast. But they still have to do what? They have to make up these days. So that these days will be made up outside Ramadan. It's still a mandatory fast, but because of a reason, not because of the time. We got that? Three, you made it mandatory upon yourself. What I'm talking about here? An-nadhr. You say, oh Allah, if you give me this job, I'm going to fast a month. You have to fast this month. This fasting, in nadh, if you vow, vowing brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of Muslims are not aware of this. If you vow, you're making something mandatory upon you. It's exactly like al-fard. And you have to do it. You have no option. You have to fast that month. You have to. Because it's mandatory upon you. Again, like we left the first one, we're going to leave two. We're not going to leave. We may go back to al-kaffara and so forth, but we're going to talk about the fasting of Ramadan. All right. I'm hesitant to talk to you about this, but yani, it's really going to make it fun. There is always a question. What is the ruling once it comes to fasting? يقول لك ما حكم الصوم؟ يعني هذا السؤال حكم الصوم ها؟ when you ask this question أي نص في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم any text in the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى or in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would lead to five rulings. خمس أحكام فقهية or شرعية. Five rulings. This is هذا الجمهور. الإمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله, he added two more. Seven. With أبي حنيفة, he added seven. But we're going to stick to five. Three of them in the area of Al-Amr, and two of them in the area of Al-Nahi. The first one is something that you're commanded to do and you have to do it. What do we call this? Wajib or fard. Fard. يقول لك ما هو الفرد? What is the definition of fard? Meaning mandatory. ما طلب فعله من المكلف على سبيل الحتم والإلزام. Something that Allah requested you to do and you must do it. You cannot say no to it unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger provides you with a criteria that takes you out of it. But still has to come from where? لهذه الحلال. تكلم في الحلال. No one has the right to make halal, make haram, but who? قل أرأيتم ما أنزل الله لكم من رزق فجعلتم منه حراما وحلالا قل الله أذن لكم. Did Allah give you a permission to make this halal and make this haram? أم على الله تفترون. فأهو الواجب the mandatory. ما طلب فعله. What you are commanded to do by Allah and His Messenger. من المكلف. From a person who qualifies to do this. على سبيل الحتم والإلزام. صل قائما. هذا I'm giving you an example. صل قائما. What does mean صل قائما? Pray when standing. القيام standing in the salah is one of the pillars of the salah. لقول الله تعالى because Allah سبحانه وتعالى said what? وقوموا لله قانتين. Stand up to Allah in salah. صل قائما. Pray standing. Do you have an option? طيب فإن لم تستطع if you can't فصل قاعدا. Then pray what? Sitting down. But who told you to do this? Not a sheikh, not an imam. Allah and who? And His Messenger. It must come from where? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. We're talking about fasting. Oh, you believe. Fasting is what? Mandatory. Mandated. Mandated upon you. الآية وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية. If you cannot give فدية. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة. If you are a traveler, if you are sick, then do what? Make up the days. But who given you this? هذا هو الواجب. So this is number one. الواجب. Comes in the second thing is المستحب أو المندوب. Which the, like I was at the very beginning talking about the sunnah. The sunnah. They tell you it's a sunnah. Sunnah. The recommended. ما هو المستحب؟ ما ترجح فعله على تركه وأثيب فاعله. That if you do you get rewarded and if you do not do you're not what? Punished. But you are not punished but it is recommended to do it. Here is an issue that causes a lot of problem in a lot of masajid. The salah that we pray before Maghrib. Al-hadith hada. Sallu qabla al-Maghrib. Pray before Maghrib. What is this? What is this? Hada ايه? Amr. This is what? A command. Ma huwa al-ايه? Isma hadi. Al-aslu في الأمر الوجوب. By default, when you find a verb commanding you from Allah to do something, you must what? That makes it what? واجب. You have to do it. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us, صلوا قبل المغرب. Pray before المغرب. Command. صلوا قبل المغرب. Pray before المغرب. Command. صلوا قبل المغرب. Pray before المغرب. Command. Three. Then he comes and he says, لمن شاء. If you want. You know that word, لمن شاء, if you want? Talk it down from wajib to mustahab. وهذا ما يسموه أهل الفقه بالقرينة. قرينة, a restriction. الأصل في الأمر الوجوب ما لم تأتي قرينة تصرف الأمر من الوجوب إلى المستحب. هذه القرينة. The second thing is مستحب, recommended. Something that if you do, like النوافل بعد الصلاة, ركعتي السنة وهكذا بعد الصلاة. Like fasting the day of Ashura or the days of Ashura. Fasting the night of the Hijjah if you're not a Hajj. All of this is what? Recommended, مستحب. If you do not do it, then what? And like we said, this is what qualifies you to receive what? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes number three, something called mubah. Mubah. Imagine this. My right hand is the command. The wajib? Submit. You have what? To do it. Mustahab? You know, it's recommended. Come on, you can do that. Mubah? Mastawa tarafa. It is not haram. It is not halal. I'm sorry, it's allowed. It's not haram, it's allowed, yes. I'm sorry. It is halal. Mastawa tarafa. Ma fi nas. There is no text. يقول لك, and I love this. ما أذن الله تعالى فيه للمكلف بفعل لا يذم ولا يمدح عليه. Allah giving you a license to do something that if you do it, you're not going to be praised. And if you do not do it, you're not going to be what? لا تذم. You're not going to be cursed. Like what? وَكُلُوا. Is eating haram? Huh? Is eating halal? I mean, it's halal, but it's eating haram. It's what? Mubah. But there is always a question that comes in this field. It says, look at this. It says, what? هل المباح ممكن له أن ينقلب إلى مستحب? Something that is allowed, can it turn into recommended? I'm asking you. Can you turn eating and drinking into ibadah? بالنية. نعم بالنية. أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه and معاذ بن جبل, they were talking with one another about صلاة التهجد. يعني they trying to get the technique of one another. What do you do with صلاة التهجد يعني؟ فأبي موسى بيقول إيه, I after عشاء I بديها على طول. I give it. ف look at معاذ, he says what? What I do, I pray عشاء and then I go to sleep and then I wake up to do تهجد. Here's what I said. وأحتسب نومتي كما أحتسب قومتي. And before I go to sleep, أبيت النية. Oh Allah, I'm going to sleep in order to strengthen myself to pray tahajjud. That sleep becomes ibadah. But not from within the sleep. يقول لك إيه, it must come from where? From outside. Look, المباح يمكن له أن يتحول إلى مستحب إذا اقترن بشيء من الخارج. Something from outside, intention. When before you come out of the house, you're placing your clothes on. Oh Allah, I'm a Muslim, and I want to look clean to present Islam. 50 minutes are over. Ya Allah, can we finish this up? I mean, I'm gonna break my promise again. Huh? 10 minutes. Okay, Hajj Ahmed, 10 minutes. Jazakallah khair. See, the problem, if I stick to the subject, I would have finished a long time ago, but I just get off. But when you eat, you say, oh Allah, I want to make myself strong so I can pray, so I can. So something that is recommended, something that is permissible, you could turn it into an act of worship. Comes after that is, what we call disliked. What is disliked, ya ikhwa? ما يثاب تاركه. You get rewarded for leaving it. ولا يعاقب فاعله. But if you do it, you're not going to be punished. ولكن الأولى عدم فعله. But it is highly recommended to leave it. This is disliked. And if you insist on something that is disliked, especially if we know that this disliked thing will lead you to the haram, then that dislike turned into haram. Then comes in the haram, which is the opposite of الواجب, the halal. ما يعاقب فاعله ويثاب تاركه. طيب, we said there is what? واجب, mandatory, recommended, which is مستحب or مندوب. مباح, meaning permissible, it's allowed. مكروه, it's disliked. حرام. When I ask you ما حكم الصوم, where fasting falls? واجب, mandatory. We always have to come up with what? Show me state. Show me state. And we will conclude inshallah by showing the state. من القرآن, from the Quran, الآية. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم. لفظ كتب is what the jurists look at. كتب ها فرض, ما هي هذا اللفظ؟ كتب أي فرض, مش كتب يعني written. That is, it's wrong to translate this word by the way it's written. It's wrong. Even so, kataba, kutiba. That is why you have to be really aware of a lot of things before you even get into translating the meanings of the Quran. Kutiba means what? Prescribed. Furida. Ay furida. Tayyib. Fi sunnah. Hadith ibn Umar. Always with the five pillars of Islam, you use this hadith. In the two sahih. Remember it. Buniya al-Islam ala khams. Always. Islam is built on five pillars. شهادة or شهادتي, both are correct linguistically. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج. ما هو الحديث؟ هذا هو الحديث, ها؟ هذا الحديث ذكر الحج قبل الصوم, وصوم رمضان, and then fasting رمضان. So رمضان. والحديث الآخر, we have this other beautiful حديث, حديث جبريل عليه السلام في الصحيحين من رواية أبي هريرة عمر بن الخطاب, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked by جبريل عليه السلام, وما الإسلام, what is الإسلام؟ قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن تقيم الصلاة وأن تؤتي الزكاة وأن تصوم رمضان وأن تحج البيت إن استطعت إلى ذلك سبيلا. So all of these are what? Quran and Sunnah. We have a third, الإجماع, the consensus of the Ummah. But who recorded الإجماع? That's important. Ibn al-Mundir rahimahullah. With this inshallah we have, even so I did not conclude all what I prepared, but mashallah I will stop here. We will continue inshallah on Thursday, Fiqh al-Sawm.
With this, inshallah, we can take some questions, but please make it confined into what we mentioned. Unless if we don't have, then we'll go into other questions. Please. Now, our brother is asking because we mentioned that something that is permissible, which basically you do not get rewarded or you do not get punished for doing it, it could turn into a rewarding act because of the intention. Now he's asking, can we apply the analogy, the qiyas, once it comes to the halal too, something that is halal, something that is permissible? First of all, the example that you mentioned, wearing clothes, I mean, it's mubah. But in general, في عنا حديث, يعني the scholars said about it, this hadith is half of the deen, or third of the deen. اللي هو حديث إيه؟ إنما الأعمال بالنية. Any act that you do is based on your intention. يعني you come to pray, but your intention is to show off with the salah. Allah deals with the intention. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ. فيعني any deed that we do is based on the intention. جزاك الله خير. هذا حديث يا راجل, حديث النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما في صحيح الإمام البخاري ومسلم, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحلال بين والحرام بين, ها, وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس, كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يقع فيه. يعني بيروفل الحديث, ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح سائر الجسد وإذا فسدت فسد سائر الجسد ألا وهي القلب. فالحلال الله سبحانه وتعالى made the halal crystal clear, the haram is crystal clear, but there is an area in between that we call what, a gray area, اللي هي الإيه, بينهما أمور مشتبهات. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used a beautiful parable in this hadith. He said, it's like somebody who has a flock of sheep, and then he goes, يعني عنده مرعى, there is a greenish area that does not belong to him, it belongs to his neighbor, and he goes with his sheep to have them eat there, on the border, right in the border. What is going to happen? One of these sheep will go ahead and, or goat will jump into what? Into the haram. When you stay away from the gray area, you are safe. But if you are in the gray area, your chances of getting into the haram is what? High. And that is why you find a lot of the commands in our religion. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Do not come near it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you believe. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ والأنصاب والأزلام, liquor, gambling, فلا تقربوا فاجتنبوها, فاجتنبوه, رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. Stay away from it. ولا تقربوا الزنا. Do not come near zina, adultery. Meaning what? Do not look, lower your gaze, do not get in the area of zina. Why? The means that will lead you to this. Why? You need to understand this. Why? And subhanAllah, the first command ever to our father Adam was of that type.
ويا آدم، أو آدم، أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما، أو فكلا منها رغدا وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما، ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة. Do not come near that tree. Look at this now. You see, and you probably heard my khutbah on Friday, you're normally fighting three enemies. Nafs. Nafs. Nafs is bad. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Shaytan. And the bad friend. Shaytan al-jinn, shaytan al-ins. Shaytan from jinn, اللوه الايه الشيطان الكبير، والشيطان الايه البني آدم اللي هو صاحب السوء. When you're away from something that your nafs likes, you desire, for example, يعني الفتنة، الفتنة النساء، you desire women. You like women. But you're away. Who is reminding you with it? Who will remind you with it? Who will get you to think about it? Shaitan. But as long as you're far away from it, your nafs is not in the deal. Your nafs is what? Is not involved. And that is why shaitan normally would not come to you until you come to commit adultery. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Who you believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan will not going to come to you. There is that lady down there. I don't want you to. No, I just take a look. Just take a look. Isn't that what he said to Adam? Did he say to our father Adam, come eat from the tree? Did he say that to Adam? لا. قال يا آدم. Oh Adam. هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. I just want to show you a tree that if you eat off, you will never die. I just want to show it to you. I know. Don't eat from it. I just want to show it to you. Then once you come in front of the tree, your nafs betrayal baga. تعرف ايه؟ ها؟ عنا في مصر يقول لك ايه؟ Yeah. So you're fighting what? أو يا سلام لما يجي لك واحد إنسي كمان، يجي لك صاحب سوء يصل كده شيطان والويسبر تو إيه، أه هيومن بينج تو كم، آه يو جات إت، يو جات هير مان، يو جات بيفور مي مان، آر يو غانا جو فيرست أور شول آي جو فيرست مان، يو جات ذا ثري إنيميز رايت ذير. فذيس إز ذا ريزون واي أ مسلم شود ستاي فروم وير؟ فروم ذيس إيريا. ها؟ يا. طيب. اتفضل يا أخي. If I understood your question correctly, he's asking about fasting Mondays and Thursdays, right? Okay, let me ask you this question. Based on what I said, you should be able to answer this question. Is fasting Mondays and Thursdays wajib or mustahab? Mustahab. Mahawilna al-eh, al-wajib is wajib because of a time. Because of a reason, because you made it wajib. But Mondays, Thursdays, the day of Ashura, the days of Ashura, the day of the Hijjah, the 3 days, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th of each month are what? Mustahabbat, recommended. Al-Nadr. Vowing. Or taking a pledge, or pledging. Pledge. That is why a lot of the brothers who pledge in fundraisings and they do not pay, ليلتكو بيضة. هتشوف يعني the brothers, a lot of the brothers when they, and that is something that I do in any fundraising that I go to. If you cannot fulfill it, do not pledge. Because هذا نذر. When you have to do it, you have to fulfill your pledge. Yeah. اجتناب what? نعم يعني هي أشد لا تقربوا واجتنبوا
Normally, he's asking about the command. Sometimes when you receive a command, what says, do not come near it or stay away from it. It means normally that sin, if you are in the area of the sin, most probably you will fall into it. Like, do not come near adultery. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, a man and a woman by themselves alone, who is their third? Shaytan. ولذلك a person who will come out of that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade him under the throne. رجل دعتهم رأى ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. Because leaving that is, you must be really strong with the help of Allah. فضل الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Thursday إن شاء الله we continue. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.